Often the lone dweller awaits his own favor, the measure's mercy, though he must, mind-caring throughout the ocean's way, stir the rime-chilled sea with his hands for a long while, tread the tracks of exile, the way the world is ever an open book. So spoke the earth-stepper, mindful of misery's slaughter of the wrathful crumbling of kinsmen. Often alone, every daybreak, I must bewail my cares. There is now no one living to whom I dare articulate my mind's grasp. I know as truth that it is a noble custom for a man to enchain his spirit's clothes, to hold his hoarded coffer, think what he will. Nor can the weary mind withstand these outcomes, nor can a troubled heart effect itself help. Therefore, those eager for glory will often secure a sorrowing mind in their breast coffer, just as I must fasten in fetters my heart's ken, often wretched, deprived of my homeland, far from freeborn kindred, since years ago I gathered my gold friend in earthen gloom, and went forth from there abjected, winter anxious over the binding of waves, hall wretched, seeking a dispenser of treasure, where I, far or near, could find him, who in the mead hall might know of my kind, or who wishes to comfort a friendless me, accustomed as he is to joys. The experienced one knows how cruel sorrow is as a companion, he who has few adored protectors. The paths of exile claim him, not wound in gold at all. A frozen spirit lock, not at all the fruits of the earth. He remembers hall retainers and treasure taking, how his gold friend accustomed him in his use to feasting. Joy is all departed. Therefore he knows who must long forgo the counsels of a beloved lord, when sleep and sorrow both together constrain the miserable loner so often. It seems to him in his mind that he embraces and kisses his lord and lays both hands and head on his knee, just as he sometimes, in the days of yore, delighted in the gift throne. Then he soon wakes up, a friendless man, seeing before him the fallow waves, the seabirds bathing, fanning their feathers, ice and snow falling down mixed with hail. Then the hurt of the heart will be heavier, painful after the beloved, sorrow will be renewed. Whenever the memory of kin pervades his mind, he greets them joyfully, eagerly, looking them up and down, the companions of men. They always swim away. The spirits of seabirds do not bring many familiar voices here. Cares will be renewed for him who must very frequently send his weary soul over the binding of the waves.